The World Health Organization is asking for $56 million over the next 4 months to combat the Zika virus. Zika has already spread to 39 countries and has been linked to birth defects in Brazil, where a public health campaign to combat the mosquito-borne virus is underway. Environmental reporter Carolyn Beeler is in Brazil for PRI's The World and its Across Women's Lives series. We caught up with her on the streets of Santana, a neighborhood just outside of Sao Paulo.
There are teams of health workers accompanied by military members going door to door to talk about standing water and mosquito control here. These kinds of interventions are happening every single day here in Sao Paulo, and sometimes the military is sent along to try to sort of add an air of authority to encourage people to open up the doors and listen to the messages that public health workers are bringing.
What kind of reactions are you hearing from residents as they get their doors approached by public health authorities, reporters, and military personnel?
Well, it is sort of a big group that's going up to each door, you know, a couple health workers, one or two members of the military, and then, yeah, there are some reporters here. I would say that generally in Sao Paulo, I am hearing from folks that they're taking this standing water issue seriously. But I was recently in a city about 3 hours northwest of Sao Paulo earlier this week in a city called Araraquara. And a researcher there named Adriano Mondini, who's going around door to door, kind of similarly testing people and mosquitoes for Zika and dengue. He was sort of skeptical that the message was trickling down to the public, at least in that city about 3 hours away from here.
People are worried about repellents, they are worried about using long sleeves, they are worried about everything but trying to stop breeding sites, you know, trying to stop the infestation of the mosquito.
Carolyn, is there a risk here that the anti-mosquito strategy is so complex that it gets people overwhelmed? There's, of course, covering up, there's repellents, there's mosquito nets, there's standing water, all combined with, you know, the potential fear of birth defects. Is there any sign that people are overwhelmed, or are they kind of taking the advice in stride?
I would say that people aren't generally overwhelmed. I'd say pregnant women are the ones that are most likely to be taking precautions to avoid mosquito bites. But among the general public, at least here in Sao Paulo, people are still more concerned with dengue than they are with Zika. Dengue is carried by the same mosquito that carries Zika, the Aedes aegypti. And I was in a favela over the weekend, and people there were saying that they're more concerned with dengue. So it seems like people sort of get the mosquito control message. And sort of, I guess, the silver lining to this is that they're both carried by the same mosquito and the same precaution measures should be taken for each. So, you know, if you're fighting one, you're fighting the other.
So in many ways, what you're saying is the message really isn't new. This part of the world has battled against dengue fever for a long time. It's a potentially very serious disease. This is a new threat, but really with kind of the same remedies.
That's exactly right. And this public health work that's going on right now, this door-to-door work, that's actually been going on in Sao Paulo for years and years. The military just started accompanying workers last summer, but this kind of work has been happening here.
And for the researchers, Carolyn, who've been battling mosquito infestations for a long time in Brazil, what are they saying about this new push on an old problem?
Well, you know, another sort of bit of silver lining here is that mosquito-borne illnesses are not the sexiest thing. There's not always a lot of willingness to throw a lot of money at this problem. And with Zika being in the news, there is sort of fast-tracked funds being made available here in Sao Paulo and elsewhere in the country, and sort of more attention being paid to this. So there's a network of researchers working together to improve right now the basic understanding of the Zika virus, in addition to all of this sort of more on the ground work. So earlier this week, I visited a University of Sao Paulo lab where a mosquito researcher named Dr. Margaret Caporo described sort of this all-out push against Zika, I thought, really well.
I always say that about mosquitoes or about the dengue or the disease, we need to think as a general, it's a war. We need to send everything that we have, not only soldiers.
That researcher says you need to send everything that you have, and it makes me wonder, Carolyn Beeler, in this part of the world where funds can be short, is this really all about personal protection and mosquito control? Do they have any expectation of a vaccine anytime soon, or are they not even thinking about that?
There is a lot of talk about a vaccine, but, you know, that's not going to happen anytime soon. A lot more people are going to get sick from dengue and from Zika before, you know, a vaccine appears. So really the focus right now in terms of what people can do for themselves is protecting themselves from mosquito bites.
Carolyn Beeler, describe if you can some of the scenes that you've seen maybe around or inside homes. Are you encountering residents with cans of bug spray everywhere or long sleeve shirts or brand new mosquito nets in the house? What does it look like to everyday people?
You know, it's a hot city and it's summer right now, and so people are not generally all covered up. I know that a lot of pregnant women are covering up more than they normally would, but mosquitoes are sort of an ongoing threat here, and I haven't seen a lot of people sort of all the way covered up. There are some of the houses I've been in, you know, it does seem like people are really paying attention to standing water. So a lot of houses are being kept sort of very, very neat and tidy and very aware of the standing water problem. Of course, others, you know, it's less of a priority. They're less concerned. And so they have sort of normal puddles and water pooling near dishes and stuff like that.
And so, Carolyn Beeler, before we let you go, you know, if there's lots of experience with mosquito-borne diseases like dengue, that means public health workers have lots of experience with apathy. Their messages only go so far. Are they getting through more effectively now than they ever did with dengue, or do they encounter the same mixture of enthusiasm for their message, but also, yeah, guys, go away, I'm going to get on with my life?
You know, I would say that the public health workers really are trying to capitalize on this Zika problem and sort of use that as a new attention-getting hook from people. But it's hard to say whether that's really working for each individual Brazilian here.
On the ground with the public health teams trying to battle Zika virus and mosquitoes in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Carolyn Beeler, environmental reporter and producer for PRI's The World. Thanks so much, Carolyn.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.